Good afternoon. A large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England for the second half of the weekend and this Father's Day. The result will be abundant sunshine, warm to hot temperatures with increasing humidity. Most everyone will be in the middle and upper 80s with a few places touching the 90-degree mark before the day is through. The ridge will start to break down a bit tonight as a couple of waves of low pressure pass across and along the Canadian border. This could touch off a passing shower or thunderstorm in extreme northern New York and New England, but the rest of the region will stay dry overnight tonight as temperatures drop back into the upper 60s. A cold front will slowly make its way from southern Canada through interior New York and New England during the day tomorrow. This front, combined with excessive heat and humidity, will touch off numerous rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially north of I-90, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours, frequent lightning, and gusty winds. Outside of the storms, plenty of hazy sunshine carrying temperatures into the lower to mid-90s with increased humidity during the day. On Monday evening and overnight, additional scattered showers and storms as the front passes by. Then skies will tend to clear out towards sunrise on Tuesday. Overnight lows on Monday night will be down near 70. On the other side of the front, mostly sunny skies on Tuesday afternoon and highs back down into the lower 80s. High pressure will build in once again for the middle and latter portion of the week, and it should even carry over into the beginning of the weekend, so an extended stretch of dry weather. Skies will be partly to mostly sunny through the period. With impulses coming through the jet stream flow, we may have a few cloudy periods from time to time. Otherwise, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, highs will be in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the top weather story for Father's Day will be scorching summer heat that continues to build in the Midwest. Hot temperatures combined with high humidity will lead to heat indices over 100 degrees in the central and even parts of the eastern United States. Widespread heat advisories are in effect for the mid-Mississippi Valley and portions of the Ohio Valley and upper Great Lakes, and excessive heat warnings are in effect for the cities of Chicago and St. Louis. Heat will build into the mid-Atlantic and even here in the Northeast tomorrow with record high temperatures well into the 90s possible. Meanwhile, a slow-moving front stretching from the Midwest through the Plains and into the Rockies and Central Great Basin will be the main weather feature over the next couple of days to the west. For the Midwest and the Plains, heavy rain and severe thunderstorms are likely today and will persist into tomorrow. Slight risks of flash flooding and severe weather are in place across the central plains and into the upper Midwest. And an embedded moderate risk of excessive rainfall is in effect for northern Wisconsin and portions of upper Michigan, where heavy rainfall has already fallen over the last couple of days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 90s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 57. The record high 94 set in 1994 and in 1957, and the record low 44 in 1954 and 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny with more humidity today and highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with a passing shower close to the Canadian border, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with more humidity today and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny with more humidity today and highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny with more humidity today and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, more humidity today, and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower to mid-90s. Increasing sunshine, lower 80s on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies each day, just a few passing clouds from time to time, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.